The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock from the Agriland tent here at the National Ploughing Championships. And I have startling news. Henry McKean, man flu is real.
Kieran,
it's real.
Yeah, Kieran,
we've long suspected it. We've long argued it. Women have dismissed us, but it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Man flu is a genuine illness. And yeah, men do, when they get sick, they get really sick. And ladies, for example, even if they have the same illness, the man is struck down even more, and they haven't exaggerated their symptoms. They are really sick. I mean, the crowd here, I can look at the men. Do you have man flu? Yes, he's saying yes. They do have man flu. And they take more sick days a year than the ladies. I met this older Wicklow farmer, Mick Dunn. You're a farmer. Whereabouts is the farm?
Down in Wicklow.
Who is minding the farm today?
Oh, the young lad is.
The young lad. Do you ever get man flu? Do you ever get flu?
No.
You're always well.
I never got the flu anyhow. Like, no.
You never had a bad cold?
Oh, I had, yeah, of course.
And are you bedridden?
Am I bedridden?
Can you not get out of bed when you get sick?
Oh, Jesus, I suppose, yeah.
You still get up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So do you think man flu is a myth? Are men lazy?
Must be a myth, like, because...
Do you think it's the people in Dublin that are just a bit lazy?
Yeah, I never was in the bed in the day of my life.
You've never taken a sick day?
No, and I'm 88 years of age.
You're 88?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just say for the listeners, you look 68. You do not look 88. What is the trick?
Well, sure, walking away and wet and dry and every other yoke, you know, and sure.
And the Wicklow wear.
And the Wicklow wear, right.
All right, the Wicklow wear is what keeps Mick Dunn healthy. What about doctors? What do they think of this?
Well, testosterone plays a major role in this, and men have a larger amount and they have a lower antibody response, a better antibody response, and may lessen flu. I got to speak to Dukta. Basically, it's doctor, but they spell it Dukta, .ie. I know that sounds strange, but yeah, they're called Dukta. They're here at the ploughing in a tent. They have a stand here.
I am Dr. Dana. I am the medical director for doctor.ie. We are a brand of walk-in clinics, walk-in urgent care clinics, and we have currently 15 clinics spread across the nation.
So we're here at the ploughing. I want to ask you about the service you're providing. You're taking blood pressure. Do farmers actually get man flu? Do you think man flu is a real thing? Because we men have more hormones, so when we crash hard.
Females go through a lot in terms of physiology, okay? So they do go through menstruation, and that's complicated with painful menstruation like dysmenorrhea.
So they're used to pain.
And I think they handle pain better. And the other thing is childbirth. So once someone has gone through childbirth, then everything else would seem to be not as severe.
Okay, so that's what Dr. Dana from Dukter.ie had to say. So man flu is real, it's official.
Yeah, studies point to this. Here are farmers of all ages at the ploughing.
Well, I think they're more affected by it because, like, do you know, they might have a lot of stuff to do.
And when you do get man flu, do you fall apart?
Yes, has been known.
So this is your wife. Yeah. Why is it that men fall apart when they have man flu?
They're not used to pain.
How come ladies can handle it so much better? Like, when you have a cold, you still get out of bed and carry
on. Keep going, yeah. I think women are stronger and they're able to multitask better, so.
You're a farmer. Do you get sick when you get sick?
Not really, because I'm out all the time, you see, I'm immune.
So you think you're immune because you're a farmer?
Absolutely. Because I'm meeting all those different types of diseases and different weathers the whole time, so I'm weathered and I'm immune.
And how old are you?
73.
Ah, you're a young man. And will you carry on farming until you drop?
No. I'll do another maybe 3 years. That's it. Retire then.
I think man flu is real. Most definitely, yes. I have a husband and son who both, when they get sick, you know, we power on as women. We keep going. The men, no.
Why did they fall apart?
According to the survey, it's the hormones that are...
It's the hormones.
Something's a bit different, but I just don't think they're built like us women. They're just not as tough.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not having it, Joe. She says the same. Stop it, Kieran and Henry. Flu is flu. It's no worse for a man. The boffins at Harvard University say otherwise. It is worse for us. Absolutely. This is the science. This is the science. The Puck Fair are here as well. And you've been talking to them. Did the goats get, what, Billy flu?
Yeah, well, the Puck Fair. They are here. I was still looking for the goats. They're here somewhere. It turns out that the goats do not get man flu.
Dodo Sheehan, Killaughlin, County Kerry.
So you're a Kerry man?
I am a Kerry man, true and true.
And what makes a great Kerry man?
Oh, Lord, humour. Humour's number one, I think. And common sense.
Puck Fair. You're involved in the Puck Fair. You're chasing goats around rocky hills and mountains. Do you ever get man flu?
No, never got man flu. I've heard of it, though. Is it a myth?
Well, this is it. Is it a myth? When you get sick, do you get really sick, or...
When I get sick, I really do get sick, but I don't call it the man flu.
What would you call it?
I call it just a bloody
bad cold.
Just kind of wear and tear.
And what makes you better? Is it the goats?
Oh, looking at the goats, looking at the people around, smiling, everything kind of gives you kind of a sense of just relax. And
what do you love about the goats? I mean, they all have different personalities. Are they pets or do they have a purpose?
Oh, they have a purpose. A goat is a very important person for the landscape. They get rid of all the wild thistles, everything around, and they're just a very gentle creature, you know. And they have what women would class in L'Oreal, a very distinctive smell.
What do they smell of?
Oh, it's a very, very distinctive smell. You have to be near them to really appreciate it.
And they don't give you man flu?
Absolutely not.
Or goat flu?
Absolutely not.
You know, I was thinking when he talked about how it relaxes you, we could do it like a coping goat or something in news talk. We used to have a dog, but they got
rid of
it.
We should, like a goat.
We could have a goat, but that smell thing put me off.
Well, it's a unique smell. It's a nice smell.
Yeah.
A goat smell.
You have a unique smell, though, Henry. We haven't gotten rid of you.
Anyway, hold on.
Anyway, Henry McKee, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.